Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Don Days here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's cold and clear today, Don. What can you tell me about the rest of the week?
Yeah, this Arctic wave certainly making a lot of waves, a lot of records broken. Not only record low temperatures broken, but we've had snow records in portions of the Great Lakes, the most snowfall for this early in November in some areas. The good news is, if there is such thing as good news with these Arctic waves, is it's a quick mover, and it's one of these outbreaks of cold that doesn't have a lot of staying power. We are going to see the weather pattern moderate later this week and into the weekend, into next week, as we're going to see less from Canada and more from the Pacific. And that's going to allow Pacific modified air to come on in. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean a warm, dry pattern. It's just not going to be as cold. And as we get into the early to middle portions of next week, we do see some weather coming into the Corn Belt Midwest in the form of some rain and some snow as we get into the early to middle parts of next week.
Okay, so overnight, I think I saw 7 degrees here. It's been cold. I think tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, we start to warm up. What kinds of temperatures?
Well, at first, it's going to be a little bit slow to get started, but I certainly see temperatures getting above freezing in many areas by Thursday and Friday, and moderating even a little bit more from the weekend. The southwest wind that's going to develop is going to be able to bring in some much more mild air. So a flash freeze, I think, is a good way to describe this, with some moderation coming.
And can you explore just a bit what that next weather system looks like?
Well, I think there is the possibility of some widespread precipitation, as we're going to see a couple of Pacific storm systems move in to places that have been dry lately. That would be Northern California, Washington, and Oregon. And then these systems are going to come through the Rockies and High Plains, and they're going to bring a little bit of a mixture of rain and snow. And I do think north and along of Interstate 80 will be the areas that are going to be most impacted. And I think there will be a fairly widespread event, and it's going to be a little bit of everything, a little rain, snow, and ice.
Now take a look at the Southern Hemisphere for me, where Australian producers have been dealing with drought.
They are at least here for another week or 10 days. And what's really interesting, sometimes we can tie with what's going on with our weather even into the Southern Hemisphere. And it's not unusual at all to have these cold periods in North America while it's warm and dry in that part of the world, as we watch very carefully what goes on upstream of Australia in the Indian Ocean. Now, I do see a pattern for Australia in a couple of weeks that does look like may bring some cooler, wet weather. In the meantime, they've got another week or 10 days here where it's going to be slim pickings with below average precipitation over most of the country. Not terribly hot, but a little bit warmer than normal.
Anything from South America of note?
Well, a little more stable over in South America. There are some dry areas in Brazil, but at the same time, we're looking at some precipitation over both of the key growing areas of Argentina and Brazil over the next week to 10 days.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.